الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله إن شاء الله this brief lesson this evening from this noble book الأدب المفرد بإمام محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمة الله عليه on this evening here in Masjid al-Muslimin in 1928 Fulton Street in Brooklyn on the inshallah the 12th night or the 13th night of Sha'ban Monday Yawm al-Ithnain 1417 Hijra corresponding with the 23rd day of December 1996 CE Christian era. This chapter is chapter in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, chapter 137. It is the section of Ash-Shuh. Ash-Shuhu. And Ash-Shuhu is extreme greed. It is extreme greed and avarice. It's different from Al-Bukhul. Al-Bukhul is stinginess, where the person he doesn't or she doesn't want to give sadaqah, zakat, whatever. They don't want to give any food, any money, any clothing. That's bukhul, when a person is bakhil. But ash-shuh is al-bukhul plus. Ash-shuh, when a person is shahih, he or she, they don't want to give and they don't want that other person to have what they have. They want them to lose it. They want them to lose, to be diminished of what they have. They don't even like to see someone else have what they have. And they wish that they could lose it. And it has some envy and jealousy in it. But this person is extremely greedy and extremely stingy. In this particular section, we have the authentic hadith, alhamdulillah, that Imam al-Bukhari has collected. And the hadith begins حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا أبو عوانة عن سهيل بن أبي صالح عن صفوان بن أبي يزيد عن القعقاع عن القعقاع بن الحجاج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم في جوف عبد أبدا ولا يجتمع الشح والإيمان في قلب عبد أبدا. The Musaddad narrated to us, who said, the Abu Uwana narrated to us from Suhail ibn Abi Salih, from Safwan ibn Abi Yazid, from Al-Qa'qa' ibn Lajjaj, from Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the dust and the smoke will not be combined in the stomach of the slave. The dust in the way of Allah and the smoke of the hellfire will not ever be combined in the stomach of the slave ever. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُوا غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The dust in the way of Allah and the smoke of the hellfire of Jahannam can never be combined in the jawf, in the stomach of the slave of a slave ever. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الشُّحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. And الشُّحُّ and الْإِيمَانُ can never be combined in the heart of the slave of a slave ever. This particular hadith that comes under the title of the word that we just gave the explanation of, ash-shuhhu, is a very expansive hadith, and it covers quite a few things. And as we mentioned, this particular chapter, ash-shuhhu, avarice or extreme greed, as Fadlullah, the commentator of this noble book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Fadlullah al-Jilani, rahimahullah, he says that ash-shuhhu huwa ashaddu al-bukhl. It is the most severe type of bukhl, of stinginess. He says, wa huwa ablaghu fil man'a, and it's more extreme in terms of preventing to give. It's more extreme. وَقِيلَ هُوَ الْبُخْلُ مَعَ الْحِرْسِ. And some of the people of knowledge of Islam and the Arabic language, they say that الشُّحُ is al-bukhl, stinginess, but it's accompanied by a lot of zeal. Zeal meaning in the opposite direction, to not give. وَقِيلَ الْبُخْلُ بِالْمَالِ. And some other people say that al-bukhl, that stinginess, is only with money. It's only with money. It's only with money. As some other people say, that al-bukhl bil-mal is only with money. So some people restrict al-bukhl, stinginess, with money. وَالشُّحُ بِالْمَالِ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ. And that ash-shuh is with money and any other things that are things of goodness. For instance, money, clothing, food, your time, anything. For instance, the Prophet ﷺ said that smiling is a sadaqah. So the person who has shush in his heart or her heart, they won't even smile at you. That's how stingy they are. They won't even smile. And the Sheikh goes on, he said, وَهُوَ خَلْقٌ ذَمِيمٌ يُتَوَلَّدُ مِنْ سُوءِ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ وَضَعْفُ النَّفْسِ وَيَمُضُّهُ وَعْدَ الشَّيْطَانَ حَتَّى يَسِيرُ هَلَعًا. He said that this ash-shuh is one of the most despised, most debasing, one of the most lowly type of characters that a person can have, and it generates from evil thoughts of Allah. It generates from having bad thoughts of Allah and weakness of the nafs. And it's increased because of the promise of shaitan, to the point where the person becomes impatient. They become impatient. They don't have any. They become reckless. So the what he's saying is that shaitan inspires the person. If you give, you're not going to get anything back, because every time you give sadaqah, you decrease. So don't give anything. Don't smile. Don't give any extra clothing you have. Don't give any money. You had 3 loaves of bread. Eat all of it. That's what shuh is. And when you see that person and he's in need, you like it. Yeah, you see. Yeah, see, he needs some shoes, huh? Yeah, I just bought me a new pair of shoes, and I know he needs some. That sister, her overgarment got holes in it. Ha, yeah. And my overgarment don't have no holes in it. Hers has holes in it. Ha, ha. Yeah. This is shush. Where the stingy person, they just want it for themselves. But the person who has shush instead of bukhl, this is the person, it goes beyond stinginess. In this particular hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yajtami'u ghubarun fi sabilillah." That the dust in the way of Allah can never be combined, and the dukhan, the smoke, of the Jahannam, the smoke of the hellfire, can never be combined in the stomach of the slave of Allah ever. The dust in the way of Allah means the dust that the person will gain when they go out in jihad. That condition of going out in jihad, getting filled with dust and dirt, anyone who has that particular quality of wanting to go out in jihad, fi sabilillah, there's no way possible that that person can have the smoke of the hellfire in their stomach. Because one of the signs of jihad, when a person does it correctly, is that he's going to go to Jannah. He does it with a pure intention. He does it with the conditions of jihad. He doesn't chop down the trees. He doesn't kill people he's not supposed to be killing. He doesn't offend the children of the enemy. He doesn't attack the old ones. The trees that produce fruit, the elderly he leaves alone. All of these conditions with a pure intention, and he doesn't turn his heels, that person is going to go to Jannah, and the smoke of the hellfire will never be in their stomach. So the person who gets that dust on them from jihad, with all the conditions, that dust from the fi sabilillah and the smoke of Jahannam, they can't be at the same time on that slate. If they are khalisun mukhlisun, khalisan mukhlisan, if they do this fi sabilillah, khalisan mukhlisan, if they do it they're free of any type of shirk, any type of kufr in their hearts, or in their actions in the jihad, or any bid'ah, or any of these things, or riya', showing off, or sum'ah, ostentatiousness, wanting a reputation, I just came back from Bosnia. Yeah, I was fighting out there. If any of these things, if he's devoid of these things, the dust of that person can never be on him at the same time with the smoke of Jahannam in his stomach. It'll never happen. Except for one condition. It can happen. For one condition it can happen. Illa dain. Debt. When the person is in debt. That's the only time that even the mujahid who fights fi sabilillah, it can happen. With that, the ulama, they say that dukhanu jahannam lahu tafsiran, that the smoke of jahannam has two tafsirs. The first, dukhanu jahannam mutlaqan, the unrestricted smoke of jahannam, meaning الذي مات في سبيل الله وليس له دين فقد غفر له الذنوب كلها فلا يدخل دخان جهنم في جوفه أبدا. This is what the ulama say, that this particular type, the first type, the first explanation of smoke in Jahannam, is the one who died في سبيل الله and he didn't have any debts whatsoever. That person is forgiven for all of his sins, and he will never have the smoke of Jahannam in his stomach ever. As for the second person, that's the person who has debts. That's the person who has debts. And the example of that, in the Prophet's statement, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the person said, O Messenger of Allah, if I go out and I fight valiantly, seeking the face of Allah, and I don't turn on my heels, what will be my reward? He said, your reward is Jannah. Your reward for going out, fighting fiercely, courageously, valiantly, without turning your heels, for the pleasure of Allah to see His face, your reward will be Jannah. And a part of that reward of the Mujahid is the person who goes out with all of those conditions, and part of that reward is that they will get the 70 people of their family, they'll be able to make intercession for them. 70 members of their family, they'll be able to intercede for them on the day of resurrection. 70. They also will be buried in the clothes that they fought in, and they should not, their bodies should not be shrouded nor washed, because the angels wash the mujahid's body. The person who dies fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah, the angels wash their body, as one of the examples of the Prophet's companion sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name was Hanzala. Hanzala radiallahu anhu was having sexual intercourse with his wife, and he heard the cry for jihad. He jumped up after having sexual intercourse with his wife, never got a chance to make the ghusl, ran out into the battlefield and got killed fi sabilillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, da'u, leave your companion, da'u sahibakum, leave your companion, aw kama qalahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or as he said it, because right now the angels are washing his body. This is another reward that the person gets who fights fi sabilillah and dies. Another reward is that their souls will be taken from their bodies, and they will be put inside the bellies of green birds and suspended around the throne of Allah. There are other rewards that the person gets. So when the person said, "What will, you know, if I do this, I don't turn to my heels, do it mukhlisan, if I do it with sincere intention, liwajhillah, I do it to see the face of Allah, I don't turn to my heels, courageously, fighting the battle, never turning on my heels, what will I get?" He said, "You'll get Jannah." And then the man walked away, obviously happy, ready to go out and fight. The Prophet called him back, because Jibreel descended, obviously, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation by however he received it, either by Jibreel or whatever. And the Prophet said, "Illa dain, except debt." Called the man back, told him, "Except debt." This is the only thing that can keep even a martyr's soul from reaching that point of Jannah and getting the felicities of the paradise. His body will be, his soul will be suspended between the heavens and the earth until somebody pays his debt. Until somebody pays his debt. And an example of this is the hadith authentically collected that we can find in Shaykh al-Albani's book called Al-Wa'ir al-Ghaleel, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prepared to call to pray the janazah over someone that they were burying. They were burying, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question, "Does he have any debts?" And the people said, "Yes, he has a dinar or dinarani. He had one or two dinars, coins." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You pray over your friend. You pray over your companion." He wouldn't pray over him. He went away. One narration says, a whole day went by and it came back the next day. "Does he have any debts?" He says, "Yes, he has some debts." He said, "You pray over your companion." To show you how serious this is, because we must hurry up to rush to bury the dead. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, whose name was Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "I'll pay for his debt." So he paid for his debt to relieve his dead brother in Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in one narration, "Al-ana baradat alayhi jilduhu." He said, which means, it's a metaphor meaning, his skin is cold. Now his skin for him is cold. That's what it literally means. What it means is, it's a figurative statement to mean that he was being punished until that debt was paid. He was feeling he was feeling the punishment of the hellfire, the heat of the hellfire, until that debt was paid. Baradat al-ana baradat alayhi jilduhu. That his skin now has become cold because of this. So we see now that this debt is extremely serious. So the person who fights fi sabilillah, the dust of this fighting in jihad and the smoke of the jahannam will never be in the stomach of the slave ever who does that. As for the person who doesn't pay their debt and they go out peace of billah, It will be combined for a while. And then when the debt is paid, that person will be taken out. And they will be given the reward of the martyr. In other words, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَجْتَمِعُ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمَ فِي جَوْفِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. The dust, the dirt of fighting fi sabilillah, khalisan mukhlisan, sincerely for the pleasure of Allah, and the smoke of Jahannam will never be in the stomach of the slave of Allah ever. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks the truth. Never ever will it be combined. In other words, the person who goes out with all the conditions to fight in jihad will never go to hell, except for the person who hasn't paid their debt. They'll never be punished. The smoke of Jahannam will never be in their stomach. But the person who has a debt will. And when their debt is paid, then they will be released from that condition. It's very serious. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الشُّحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. And الشُّحُّ and الْإِيمَانُ will never be combined in the heart of a slave, ever. And we just explained what ash-shuh is. Ash-shuh is ashaddul bukhul, or ashaddul bukhul. It's the worst type of stinginess. It's the stinginess where the person, he wants it all for himself. The second part of it is connected to the first part, and it's disconnected at the same time. Because the person who's stingy is also the person who won't spend his money fi sabilillah. He's the person, or she, won't spend their money fi sabilillah. The person who has that in their heart is clear from that statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they can't have true iman. This hadith means their iman is not complete. They don't have al-imanul kamil. They don't have complete iman. If you find a person who prays tahajjud every night, which is a sign of iman, anybody who prays tahajjud every night is a sign of iman. No doubt whatsoever. Anybody who fasts in Ramadan or in the Mondays or Thursdays, that's a sign of iman. Clearly. Anybody who's concerned about making Hajj and Umrah, and they do this, is a sign of iman. Anybody who makes all the five prayers and makes their sunnahs in the masjid, so this is a sign of iman. Anybody who does any of these things, read the Quran, memorize the Quran, all these are signs of iman. These are alamatul iman. But the iman that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about in this hadith is complete iman. And the proof that a person has complete iman is not all those things that we mentioned. The proof that a person has complete iman, al-imanul kamil, is the person who doesn't have shuh. He's not stingy. He has no avarice whatsoever. Anybody who has shuh, no matter if they pray every night, fast every Monday and Thursday, and all those other things that we've mentioned and we can't mention, if they're stingy and have avarice and greed, they can't have complete iman, because the Prophet said, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْشُحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. These two qualities can never be in the slave's heart at all. So how is that connected to the first part of the hadith? That's connected to the first part of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ شر ما في رجل شح هالع وجبن خالع. This hadith is collected by Abu Dawood, and it is sahih, alhamdulillah. He said that the most evil thing in a man, of that which is found inside of a man, one of the most evil things that's found inside of a man is shuh hali'un means the person has impatient, reckless greed. And that's once again, as we mentioned earlier, because shaitan makes him think that he loses when he spends. When the Prophet ﷺ has told us that you never decrease when you give sadaqah, you're increased. And Allah mentions this all through the Quran. And the second thing the Prophet ﷺ says, شَرُّ مَا فِي رَجُلٍ, that the most evil thing that is found inside of a man is جُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. جُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. This is his heart is devoid of any courage and is filled with nothing but cowardice. He's extremely cowardice. And that's what the stingy person is. You'll never ever find a person who fights fi sabilillah. If you ever seen anybody who is sincere for the pleasure of Allah that goes out in jihad, you'll never see them stingy. You'll never see them stingy. The person who's a coward is usually stingy. This is what the Prophet is saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you've ever talked to any brothers, and I have, who've gone out fi sabilillah, because the conditions are so rough, usually extreme heat, extreme cold, ruggedness of the mountains, the woods, or whatever, you have to give your brother. You have to. You're all out there in jihad together. You got to give him your tuna fish, he gives you your boots, you give him this, he gives you that. The two things can't be in the heart of a person at the same time. You see? And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. They cannot be. شَرُّ مَا فِي رَجُلٍ شُحٌ هَالِعٌ وَجُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. Impatient shuh and uncontrollable cowardice. Uncontrollable cowardice. And this is the explanation, inshallah, in brief, of this particular hadith. And inshallah, we're going to mention the next hadith. The next hadith after this is da'if. Imam al-Bukhari brings. It is da'if. So we're going to skip that one. And that one is hadith number 282 under the section of shuh. The one we just finished on the authority of Abu Huraira is 281. The next one is 283. Course. It says, حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا الأعمش عن مالك بن الحارث عن عبد الله بن ربيع. And some people pronounce this ربيع, but it's not ربيع, it's ربيع. قال كنا جلوسا عند عبد الله فذكروا رجلا فذكروا من خلقه فقال عبد الله أرأيتم لو قطعتم رأسه أكنتم تستطيعون أن تعيده؟ قالوا لا. قال فيده؟ قالوا لا. قال فرجله؟ قالوا لا. قال فإنكم لا تستطيعون أن تغيروا خلقه حتى تغيروا خلقه. إن النطفة لتستقر في الرحم 40 ليلة ثم تنحدر دما ثم تكون علقة ثم تكون مضغة ثم يبعث الله ملكا فيكتب رزقه وخلقه وشقي أو سعيد. This hadith begins by, in the first person in the chain, the Abu Nu'aym related to us, who said, the Al-A'mash related to us, from, on the authority of Malik ibn al-Harith, from Abdullah ibn Rubayya, who said, we were sitting with Abdullah. Here in this hadith, Abdullah means Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. فَذَكَرُوا رَجُلًا. And then they, the companions, mentioned a man. You don't hear the Prophet in here at all. The Prophet is not in this hadith. You notice, Abdullah ibn Rubay'ah said, we were sitting with Abdullah, meaning Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and they mentioned the man, meaning they mentioned his character, meaning the man was shahih and he was bakhil. He had shuh and he had bukhul. He was that had extreme avarice and greed and niggardliness and stinginess. So they were talking about his character. This tells you something in this hadith. They were sitting there with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and they were mentioning his character. Amen. فقال عبد الله بن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, أرأيتم لو قطعتم رأسه أكنتم تستطيعون أن تعيدوه أن تعيدوه. What would you say if we cut off his head? Would you be able to put his head back on? قالوا لا. No, we couldn't do that, they said. قال عبد الله فيده. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. So he said, what about his hand? Would you be able to put that back on if we cut it off? If you cut off his head, would you be able to put it back? They said, ah. He said, well, what about his hand? If you cut off his hand, would you be able to put that back? قالوا لا. No, we wouldn't be able to put that back either. قال عبد الله فرجله. What about his foot? If you were to cut off his foot, would you be able to put it back, replace it? قالوا لا. No, we wouldn't be able to do that either. قال عبد الله بن مسعود. And he said, فإنكم لا تستطيعون أن تغيروا خلقه حتى تغيروا خلقه. Surely you're not able to change his external characteristics. Even so, you would not be able to change until you change his internal characteristics. إِنَّ النُّطْفَةَ لَتَسْتَقِرُّ فِي الرَّحْمِ 40 لَيْلًا. He said, and surely the sperm, drop of sperm, dwells in the woman's womb for 40 nights. Then it becomes a clot. ثُمَّ تَنْحَذِرُ دَمًا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَقَةً. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said to them, after he asked them what about his foot, and they said لا, no. So he said, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ أَن تُغَيِّرُوا خُلُقَهُ حَتَّى تُغَيِّرُوا خَلْقَهُ. Surely you will never be able to change his external characteristics until you change his internal characteristics, his character. He said, إِنَّ النُّطْفَةَ لَتَسْتَقِرُّ فِي الرَّحْمِ 40 لَيْلَةً. Surely the nutfa dwells in the woman's womb for 40 nights. Then it coagulates. It becomes like a clot. Then it becomes a leech-like creature. Then it becomes a lump of flesh. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَلَكًا فَيَكْتُبُ رِزْقَهُ. Then Allah sends an angel to write his provisions. وَخُلُقَهُ, and his external characteristics. وَشَقِيًّا أَوْ سَعِيدًا, and if he's going to be wretched or if he's going to be happy. And the chain of this hadith is Hassan, Alhamdulillah. This particular hadith is a mawquf hadith. Mawquf, not marfu'. It's mawquf because it's not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying it. The hadith is mawquf because it's a companion saying it, and not the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this hadith has the aroma of a marfu' hadith. Why? It's because in al-Bukhari and Muslim, and more famous in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, we find Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the narrator of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that you are collected in the mother, in your wombs of your mothers, the belly of your mothers for 40 days, then you become this, then you become that, then you become this. This is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud on that hadith. So in actuality, this hadith has the aroma and the legal verdict as though the Prophet is saying it, because there's no way Abdullah ibn Mas'ud could have known that these things happen in your stomach unless he got it from revelation. And since he didn't get revelation, he got it from Rasulullah, who received it from Jibreel, who received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this particular hadith, even though it's mawquf, it has the hukum of it being marfu', because there's no way that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud could have known the affairs of the ghaib. There's no way he could have known the affairs that are the unseen, that are hidden from our view, unless he got it from the one who has spoken to the Lord of the world, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this particular hadith, it gives us quite a few things. And one of the things that it gives us is that the characteristics of a man is extremely important. And one of the bad characteristics of a person is stinginess. It's stinginess and niggardliness and greed. And that if the person really wants to become, if a person really wants to perfect their soul and purify their soul, make tazkiyah of their soul, they have to spend in charity. You can't have shush and say your soul is being purified. It's impossible. No matter how much prayers you make, no matter how much Quran you memorize, no matter how much hadith that you memorize, no matter how much you do for the masjid, nailing this, setting up this, doing that, no matter how much jihad, you can't, there's no way you can consider yourself purifying your soul if you're stingy. If you have shuh and bukhul in your heart, your soul can never grow. The proof of it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, successful is the one who purifies his soul, and unsuccessful is the one who stints his growth, who corrupts it. How do we know how to purify our soul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ وَأَمَّا سُوتُ اللَّيْلِ. What is it? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Allah yubarak fiik. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And as for the one who gives, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, the one who, as for the one who gives and fears his Lord, what happens to him? What is the next ayah? وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he gives charity of that which is good, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah is going to make the easy path for him easier. Easier. And the easy path is means Jannah. So Allah is going to make it easy for that person to go to Jannah. The more you give, the more your soul is purified, and the more actions of goodness come to you. The more you give, the road is opened up for you just by your giving. Your soul becomes more purified, and the actions that lead a person to paradise become more open and more accessible to you. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. As for the person who has bukhul and shuh, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, as for the person who's stingy and they're proud and arrogant and they think they're independent, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Allah's going to make the easy for them to go to the difficult place. The difficult place, the road to the difficulties, he's going to make it easy for them. So he's going to open that place, that road up for him, to make him more stingier and more arrogant and make him think he's more independent. In other words, Allah opens the way for you. And there's no way you can change that person no more than if you cut off his head and try to put it back on, cut off his hand and try to put it back on, cut off his foot and try to put it back on. Because all these things are already determined in the rahim of his mother. It's already in the womb of his mother that he was going to be shaqi. He was going to be wretched. And the person who you see giving all the time and giving, or the person who you don't see because he's hiding it, giving, that's the person who's sa'id. He's going to be happy. She's sa'ida. She's going to be happy. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. And Allah is going to make it easier for them, and easier, and easier, and easier, and easier. And that person, going back to the hadith before that, they're going to have true iman. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الشُّحُّ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. الشُّحُّ and al-Iman can never be combined in the heart of the slave ever. And this is what, inshallah, we wanted to present from this narration, these two narrations from Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who don't have shuh inside of them, and they have true iman, al-imanul kamil, and that the people that he makes up of us, of the people who have good character and who are giving. And with that, inshallah, it's 8:50. I guess we can go home, inshallah. There's no questions. That's it? Questions? وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله, this brief lesson this evening from this noble book الأدب المفرد والإمام محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمة الله عليه, on this evening here in Masjid al-Muslimin in 1928 Fulton Street in Brooklyn, on the inshallah the 12th night or the 13th night of Sha'ban, Monday Yom al-Ithnain 1417 Hijra, corresponding with the 23rd day of December 1996 CE Christian era. This chapter is chapter in Adab al-Mufrad, chapter 137. It is the section of Ash-Shuh. Ash-Shuhu. And Ash-Shuhu is extreme greed. It is extreme greed and avarice. It's different from Al-Bukhul. Al-Bukhul is stinginess, where the person, he doesn't or she doesn't want to give sadaqah, zakat, whatever. They don't want to give any food, any money, any clothing. That's bukhl, when a person is bakhil. But ash-shuh is al-bukhl plus. Ash-shuh, when a person is shahih, he or she, they don't want to give, and they don't want that other person to have what they have. They want them to lose it. They want them to lose, to be diminished of what they have. They don't even like to see someone else have what they have. And they wish that they could lose it. And it has some envy and jealousy in it. But this person is extremely greedy and extremely stingy. In this particular section, we have the authentic hadith, alhamdulillah, that Imam al-Bukhari has collected. And the hadith begins, حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا أبو عوانة عن سهيل بن أبي صالح عن صفوان بن أبي يزيد عن القعقاع عن القعقاع بن الحجاج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم في جوف عبد أبدا ولا يجتمع الشح والإيمان في قلب عبد أبدا. المسدد narrated to us, who said that Abu Uwana narrated to us from Suhail ibn Abi Salih, from Safwan ibn Abi Yazid, from Al-Qa'qa' ibn Lajjaj, from Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the dust and the smoke will not be combined in the stomach of the slave. The dust in the way of Allah and the smoke of the hellfire will not ever be combined in the stomach of the slave ever. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُوا غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The dust in the way of Allah and the smoke of the hellfire of Jahannam can never be combined in the jawf, in the stomach of the slave of a slave ever. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْشُحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. And الشح and الإيمان can never be combined in the heart of the slave of a slave ever. This particular hadith that comes under the title of the word that we just gave the explanation of, الشح, is a very expansive hadith, and it covers quite a few things. And as we mentioned, this particular chapter, الشح, avarice or extreme greed, as Fadlullah, the commentator of this noble book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Fadlullah al-Jilani, rahimahullah, he says that الشح هو أشد البخل. It is the most severe type of bukhul, of stinginess. He says, وَهُوَ أَبْلَغُ فِي الْمَنَعِ, and it's more extreme in terms of preventing to give. It's more extreme. وَقِيلَ هُوَ الْبُخْلُ مَعَ الْحِرْسِ, and some of the people of knowledge of Islam and the Arabic language, they say that الشُحُ is al-bukhul, stinginess, but it's accompanied by a lot of zeal. Zeal meaning in the opposite direction, to not give. وَقِيلَ الْبُخْلُ بِالْمَالِ, and some other people say that al-bukhul, that stinginess, is only with money. It's only with money. It's only with money. And some other people say that Al-Bukhul Bil-Mal is only with money. So some people restrict Al-Bukhul, stinginess, with money. Wa-Shuhu Bil-Mali Wal-Bil-Ma'aruf, and that Al-Shuh is with money and any other things that are things of goodness. For instance, money, clothing, food, your time, anything. For instance, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that smiling is a sadaqah. So the person who has shush in his heart or her heart, they won't even smile at you. That's how stingy they are. They won't even smile. And the Sheikh goes on, he said, وَهُوَ خَلْقٌ ذَمِيمٌ يُتَوَلَّدُ مِنْ سُوءِ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ وَالضَّعْفُ النَّفْسِ وَيَمُضُّهُ وَعْدَ الشَّيْطَانَ حَتَّى يَسِيرُ هَلَعًا. He said that this al-shush is one of the most despised, most debasing one of the most lowly type of characters that a person can have, and it generates from evil thoughts of Allah. It generates from having bad thoughts of Allah and weakness of the nafs. And it's increased because of the promise of shaitan, to the point where the person becomes impatient. They become impatient. They don't have any. They become reckless. So the what he's saying is that shaitan inspires the person, if you give, you're not going to get anything back. Because every time you give sadaqah, you decrease. So don't give anything. Don't smile. Don't give any extra clothing you have. Don't give any money. You got 3 loaves of bread. Eat all of it. That's what shuh is. And when you see that person and he's in need, you like it. Yeah, you see? Yeah, see, he needs some shoes. Yeah, I just bought me a new pair of shoes. And I know he needs some. That sister, her overgarment got holes in it. My overgarment don't have no holes in it. Hers has holes in it. This is shush. Where the stingy person, they just want it for themselves. But the person who has shush instead of bukhul, this is the person, it goes beyond stinginess. In this particular hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yajtami'u ghubarun fi sabilillah." That the dust in the way of Allah can never be combined, and the dukhan, the smoke of the Jahannam, the smoke of the hellfire, can never be combined in the stomach of the slave of Allah ever. The dust in the way of Allah means the dust that the person will gain when they go out in jihad. That condition of going out in jihad, getting filled with dust and dirt, anyone who has that particular quality of wanting to go out in jihad, fi sabilillah, there's no way possible that that person can have the smoke of the hellfire in their stomach. Because one of the signs of jihad, when a person does it correctly, is that he's going to go to Jannah. He does it with a pure intention. He does it with the conditions of jihad. He doesn't chop down the trees. He doesn't kill people he's not supposed to be killing. He doesn't offend the children of the enemy. He doesn't attack the old ones. The trees that produce fruit. The elderly he leaves alone. All of these conditions with a pure intention. And he doesn't turn his heels. He doesn't turn his heels. That person is going to go to Jannah, and the smoke of the hellfire will never be in their stomach. So the person who gets that dust on them from jihad, with all the conditions, that dust from the fi sabilillah and the smoke of Jahannam, they can't be at the same time on that slate. If they are khalisun mukhlisun, khalisan mukhlisan, if they do this fi sabilillah, khalisan mukhlisan, if they do it seeking, they're free of any type of shirk, any type of kufr in their hearts, or in their actions in the jihad, or any bid'ah, or any of these things, or riya', showing off, or sum'ah, ostentatiousness, wanting a reputation. Yeah, I just came back from Bosnia. Yeah, I was fighting out there. If any of these things, if he's devoid of these things, the dust of that person can never be on him at the same time with the smoke of Jahannam in his stomach. It'll never happen. Except for one condition. It can happen. For one condition it can happen. Illa dain. Debt. When the person is in debt. That's the only time that even the mujahid who fights fi sabilillah, it can happen. With that, the ulama, they say that the dukhanu jahannam lahu tafsiran, that the smoke of jahannam has 2 tafsirs. The first, dukhanu jahannam mutlaqan, the unrestricted smoke of Jahannam. Meaning, الَّذِي مَاتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ دَيْنٌ فَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ الذُّنُوبَ كُلُّهَا فَلَا يَدْخُلُ دُخَانَ جَهَنَّمْ فِي جَوْفِهِ أَبَدًا. This is what the ulama say. That this particular type, the first type, the first explanation of smoke in Jahannam, is the one who died fi sabilillah and he didn't have any debts whatsoever. That person is forgiven for all of his sins, and he will never have the smoke of Jahannam in his stomach ever. As for the second person, that's the person who has debts. That's the person who has debts. And the example of that, in the Prophet's statement sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the person said, O Messenger of Allah, if I go out and I fight valiantly, seeking the face of Allah, and I don't turn on my heels, what will be my reward? He said, your reward is Jannah. Your reward for going out, fighting fiercely, courageously, valiantly, without turning your heels, for the pleasure of Allah to see His face, your reward will be Jannah. And a part of that reward of the Mujahid is the person who goes out with all of those conditions. And part of that reward is that they will get the 70 people of their family, they'll be able to make intercession for them. 70 members of their family, they'll be able to intercede for them on the day of resurrection. 70. They also will be buried in the clothes that they fought in, and they should not, their bodies should not be shrouded nor washed, because the angels wash the mujahid's body. The person who dies fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah, the angels wash their body, as one of the examples of the Prophet's companion sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name was Hanzala. Hanzala radiallahu anhu was having sexual intercourse with his wife, and he heard the cry for jihad. He jumped up after having sexual intercourse with his wife, never got a chance to make the ghusl, ran out into the battlefield and got killed fi sabilillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, da'u, leave your companion. دَعُوا صَاحِبَكُمْ, leave your companion. أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم, or as he said it, because right now the angels are washing his body. This is another reward that the person gets who fights fi sabilillah and dies. Another reward is that their souls will be taken from their bodies and they will be put inside the bellies of green birds and suspended around the throne of Allah. There are other rewards that the person gets. So when the person said, "What will, you know, if I do this, I don't turn to my heels, do it mukhlisan, if I do it with sincere intention, liwajhillah, I do it to see the face of Allah, I don't turn to my heels, courageously, fighting the battle, never turning on my heels, what will I get?" He said, "You'll get Jannah." And then the man walked away, obviously happy, ready to go out and fight. The Prophet called him back, because Jibreel descended, obviously, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation by however he received it, either by Jibreel or whatever. And the Prophet said, إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, except debt. Called the man back, told him, except debt. This is the only thing that can keep even a martyr's soul from reaching that point of Jannah and getting the felicities of the paradise. His body will be, his soul will be suspended between the heavens and the earth until somebody pays his debt. Until somebody pays his debt. And an example of this is the hadith authentically collected that we can find in Shaykh al-Albani's book called Al-Wa'ru Ghaleel, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prepared to call to pray the janazah over someone that they were burying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question, does he have any debts? And the people said, yes, he has a dinar or dinarani. He had one or two dinars, coins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you pray over your friend. You pray over your companion. He wouldn't pray over him. He went away. One narration says, a whole day went by and it came back the next day. Does he have any debts? He says, yes, he has some debts. He said, you pray over your companion. To show you how serious this is, because we must hurry up to rush to bury the dead. So the Prophet ﷺ's companion, whose name was Abu Qatada, رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, I'll pay for his debt. So he paid for his debt to relieve his dead brother in Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in one narration, الْآنَ بَرَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ جِلْدُهُ. He said, which means, it's a metaphor meaning, his skin is cold. Now his skin for him is cold. That's what it literally means. What it means is, it's a figurative statement to mean that he was being punished until that debt was paid. He was feeling the, in other words, he was feeling the punishment of the hellfire, the heat of the hellfire, until that debt was paid. بَرَدَتْ الْآنَ بَرَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ جِلْدُهُ. That his skin now has become cold because of this. So we see now that this debt is extremely serious. But the, I mean, so the person who fights fi sabilillah, the dust of this fighting in jihad and the smoke of the jahannam will never be in the stomach of this of the slave ever who does that. As for the person who doesn't pay their debt and they go out fi sabilillah, it will be combined for a while, and then when the debt is paid, that person will be taken out and they will be given the reward of the martyr. In other words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم في جوف عبد أبدا. This, the dust, the dirt of fighting fi sabilillah, khalisan mukhlisan, sincerely for the pleasure of Allah, and the smoke of Jahannam will never be in the stomach of the slave of Allah ever. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks the truth. Never ever will it be combined. In other words, the person who goes out with all the conditions to fight jihad will never go to hell, except for the person who hasn't paid their debt. They'll never be punished. The smoke of Jahannam will never be in their stomach, but the person who has a debt will. And when their debt is paid, then they will be released from that condition. It's very serious. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الشُّحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. And الشُّحُّ and الْإِيمَانُ will never be combined in the heart of a slave, ever. And we just explained what الشُّحُّ is. الشُّحُّ is أَشَدُّ الْبُخُلُ. وَأَشَدُّ الْبُخُلُ. It's the worst type of stinginess. It's the stinginess where the person, he wants it all for himself. The second part of it is connected to the first part and is disconnected at the same time. Because the person who's stingy is also the person who won't spend his money fi sabilillah. He's the person, or she, won't spend their money fi sabilillah. The person who has that in their heart is clear from that statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they can't have true iman. This hadith means their iman is not complete. They don't have al-imanul kamil. They don't have complete iman. If you find a person who prays tahajjud every night, which is a sign of iman. Anybody who prays tahajjud every night is a sign of iman. No doubt whatsoever. Anybody who fasts in Ramadan or in the Mondays or Thursdays, that's a sign of iman. Clearly. Anybody who's concerned about making hajj and umrah, and they do this, is a sign of iman. Anybody who makes all the five prayers and makes their sunnahs in the masjid, so this is a sign of iman. Anybody who does any of these things, read the Quran, memorize the Quran, all these are signs of iman. These are alamatul iman. But the iman that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about in this hadith is complete iman. And the proof that a person has complete iman is not all those things that we mentioned. The proof that a person has complete iman, al-imanul kamil, is the person who doesn't have shuh. He's not stingy. He has no avarice whatsoever. Anybody who has shuh, no matter if they pray every night, fast every Monday and Thursday, and all those other things that we mentioned and we can't mention, if they're stingy, and have avarice and greed, they can't have complete iman, because the Prophet said, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ الشُّحُّ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ أَبَدًا. These two qualities can never be in the slave's heart at all. So how is that connected to the first part of the hadith? That's connected to the first part of the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ شَرُّ مَا فِي رَجُلٍ شُحُّ هَالِعٌ شُحٌّ هَالِعٌ وَجُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. This hadith is collected by Abu Dawood, and it is sahih, alhamdulillah. He said that the most evil thing in a man, of that which is found inside of a man, one of the most evil things that's found inside of a man is شُحٌّ هَالِعٌ. شُحٌّ هَالِعٌ means the person has impatient, reckless greed. And that's once again, as we mentioned earlier, because shaitan makes him think that he loses when he spends. When the Prophet ﷺ has told us that you never decrease when you give sadaqah, you're increased. And Allah mentions this all through the Quran. And the second thing the Prophet ﷺ says, شَرُّ مَا فِي رَجُلٍ, that the most evil thing that is found inside of a man is جُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. جُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. This is, his heart is devoid of any courage and is filled with nothing but cowardice. He's extremely cowardice. And that's what the stingy person is. You'll never ever find a person who fights fi sabilillah. If you ever seen anybody who is sincere for the pleasure of Allah that goes out in jihad, you'll never see them stingy. You'll never see them stingy. The person who's a coward is usually stingy. This is what the Prophet is saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you've ever talked to any brothers, and I have, who've gone out fi sabilillah, because the conditions are so rough, usually extreme heat, extreme cold, ruggedness of the mountains, the woods or whatever, you have to give your brother. You have to. You're all out there in jihad together. You gotta give him your tuna fish, he gives you your boots, you give him this, he gives you that. The two things can't be in the heart of a person at the same time. You see? And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. They cannot be. شَرُّ مَا فِي رَجُلٍ شُحٌ هَالِعٌ وَجُبْنٌ خَالِعٌ. Impatient shuh and uncontrollable cowardice. And this is the explanation, inshallah, in brief, of this particular hadith. And inshallah, we're going to mention the next hadith. The next hadith after this is da'if. Imam al-Bukhari brings it is da'if, so we're going to skip that one. And that one is hadith number 282 under the section of shuh. The one we just finished on the authority of Abu Huraira is 281. The next one is 283, of course. It says, حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا الأعمش عن مالك بن الحارث عن عبد الله بن ربيع. And some people pronounce this ربيع, but it's not ربيع, it's ربيع. قال كنا جلوسا عند عبد الله فذكروا رجلا فذكروا من خلقه فقال عبد الله أرأيتم لو قطعتم رأسه أكنتم تستطيعون أن تعيده؟ قالوا لا. قال فيده؟ قالوا لا. قال فرجله؟ قالوا لا. قال فإنكم لا تستطيعون أن تغيروا خلقه حتى تغيروا خلقه. إن النطفة لتستقر في الرحم 40 ليلة ثم تنحدر دما ثم تكون علقة ثم تكون مضغة ثم يبعث الله ملكا فيكتب رزقه وخلقه وشقي أو سعيد. This hadith begins by, in the first person in the chain, that Abu Nu'aym related to us, who said that Al-A'mash related to us from, on the authority of Malik ibn al-Harith, from Abdullah ibn Rubayya, who said, we were sitting with the with Abdullah. Here in this hadith, Abdullah means Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. فَذَكَرُوا رَجُلًا. And then they, the companions, mentioned a man. You don't hear the Prophet in here at all. The Prophet is not in this hadith, if you notice. Abdullah ibn Rubay'ah said, we were sitting with Abdullah, meaning Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and they mentioned the man, meaning they mentioned his character, meaning the man was shahih and he was bakhil. He had shuh and he had bukhul. He was, they had extreme avarice and greed and niggardliness and stinginess. So they were talking about his character. This tells you something in this hadith. They were sitting there with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and they were mentioning his character. Amen. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ قَطَعْتُمْ رَأْسَهُ أَكُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيعُونَ أَنْ تُعِيدُهُ أَنْ تُعِيدُوهُ. What would you say if we cut off his head? Would you be able to put his head back on? قَالُوا لَا. No, we couldn't do that, they said. قال عبد الله فيده وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. So he said, what about his hand? Would you be able to put that back on if I cut it, if we cut it off? If you cut it off, if you cut off his head, would you be able to put it back? They said, nah. He said, well, what about his hand? If you cut off his hand, would you be able to put that back? قالوا لا. No, we wouldn't be able to put that back either. قال عبد الله فرجله. What about his foot? If you were to cut off his foot, would you be able to put it back, replace it? قالوا لا. No, we wouldn't be able to do that either. قال عبد الله بن مسعود. And he said, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ أَن تُغَيِّرُوا خُلَقَهُ حَتَّى تُغَيِّرُوا خَلْقَهُ. Surely you're not able to change his external characteristics. Even so, you would not be able to change until you change his internal characteristics. إِنَّ النُّطْفَةَ لَتَسْتَقِرُّ فِي الرَّحْمِ 40 لَيْلًا. He said, and surely the sperm, drop of sperm, dwells in the woman's womb for 40 nights. Then it becomes a clot. ثُمَّ تَنْحَذِرُ دَمًا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَقَةً. Then it becomes